the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jack wagons! Brad, the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir. Tis indeed another edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. Lundy is drinking his sorrows away because the Nuggets freaking are done! Already down 2-0. They got walloped. They got whooped from beginning against the Rudy Gobert-less Minnesota Timberwolves last night at Ball Arena. So let's try to win back some of those units lost, shall we? And hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus, as we always do to start off the Fade 5 Podcast. Mr. Lundy, your favorite wager, whether it's maybe in the NBA slate tonight, in the postseason, MLB, somewhere else, what do you like at plus 100 odds or greater, mi amigo?
Let's go down to Chavez Ravine, shall we? Because there are some teams in Major League Baseball, Brad, that are a ton of fun to pick on. One of them is about
the
10
Devils.
Miles. Yeah, one of them is about 10 miles from where I'm sitting right now.
Yeah.
That's the Rockies. Your Southsiders, the Chicago White Sox. And then the other one is the Miami Marlins. They are another one that is fun to pick on. Was able to get some cash last night, taking the Dodgers on the run line. But how about we go crazy and take them on the alt run line tonight?
Oh, yeah.
I am going for the plus odds for the Dodgers to get it done by at least 3 runs this evening. Why? Because -1.5, the regular run line on this one, Brad, it's boring. It's like -142. So let's take the Dodgers and Shohei Ohtani, who continues to send baseballs somewhere near San Diego by the time they come down to Earth. So I'm going to play them on the alt-run line at the -2.5, and I will take that one at a +114 over at DraftKings. The way this offense is going, the way Miami has really been lackluster. Look, the only reason Miami is sitting remotely as like slightly smelling good is because they swept the Rockies. I mean, who cares? Give me the alt run line with the Dodgers here, -2.5, +114 at DK.
Yeah, the pitching matchup is certainly favorable and, clearly plays to your advantage. Yamamoto against Cabrera. Cabrera loves to issue the free passes, and those could lead to some dastardly results for the Miami Marlins, who are already in salvo. And, I mean, they trade away their best hitter in Luis Arraez to San Diego, so not at all surprised by the selection. Good one there. We already mentioned the Pebbles. How about I side with a Colorado Rocky? Yeah, I must be sick and demented in the head, but I like Ryan McMahon. Really the only shot at an all-star appearance for this franchise. And I love the over 1.5 total bags at +130 available there at DraftKings Sportsbook. The Pebbles are taking on the Giants of San Francisco. And most importantly, you got a LHP and Kyle Harrison on the bump for the opposition. And what does Ryan McMahon do? He bludgeons, he pounds, he tees off against Portsiders this season, 14 for 43, 4 extra base hits. Again, I'm no math major, so looking at the number, that's a .326 batting average with a .920 OPS. He's got .878 OPS there in the friendly confines at Coors Field to boot. When you look at Kyle Harrison, a little bit worse on the road than away. Then at home, I should say, 4.09 road ERA this season. But look at the home run per nine mark. It really spikes when he is not on the left coast at 1.64 in that category. The xFIP of 5.11 says the ERA could climb even higher. He is a fly ball pitcher in the thin air of Coors Field. I know the runs really haven't piled up too often. That's what Coors is known for there in the Mile High City, but he's given up a 50.8 fly ball percentage. And again, Ryan McMahon has throttled southpaw pitching all season long. So yeah, I get seduced by that juice at +140 on Ryan McMahon. Over 1.5 total bags available at DraftKings.
So I like this one, but I do want to throw one caveat out there. There is actually a freeze warning for Denver tonight. This always happens right around Mother's Day. We always get one last blast of cold right around Mother's Day. And so the low tonight in Denver is supposed to be right around 35-ish. That's not supposed to happen until after game time. But I can tell you the temperature is going to be in the 40s when they're playing this one. So you got to hope that those fly balls can find their way into the cavernous outfield that is Coors Field. But just giving you a heads up that it is supposed to be cold here in Denver tonight, our one last little blast before spring finally arrives.
Oh, apply an extra layer there, Ryan McMahon, and slap one of the outfield. I need a damn winner on a Colorado Rocky on Total Bags. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, numero cinco on the countdown today. Let's go to the land of Mr. Red Legs, and I think he is going to erotically twirl the ends of his mustache because Zach Gallen is coming to town, member of the Arizona Diamondbacks. You might say, well, Brad, Zach Gallen's the ace of this rotation when he's at home. That's a caveat with him. I'm going to take the over on 2.5 earned runs against the Cincinnati Reds. And Lundy, update. That juice has climbed. It's not plus 100 anymore at BetMGM. It's plus 110, even better value there on the board. You look at what Gallen has done this season away from the desert. He has given up at least 3 earned runs in 3 starts. And don't start screaming and yelling, sample size, Evans. You look over his career, his ERA is nearly a full tick higher away from Chase than at home. And that speaks to as well the home run per nine that is up on the road, the walks per nine as well. Just across the board, he's a far stinkier pitcher when having to sleep in not his own bed. And maybe miss his furry friend. I don't know. I have no idea what ails Zach Gallen, but he's certainly not getting it done when on the road in his Major League Baseball career, and especially this season. Yes, I know Cincinnati is dead last in weighted runs created over the last couple of weeks, but there's oodles of talent on this roster, starting with Ellie De La Cruz really spearheading that. They're going to snap out of the funk. They're going to wake up and come alive against Zach Gallen, and I think slap him around for at least 3 earned runs, and it's plus 110 now at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow?
Yeah, he's just not the guy when he gets away from the desert. You're right. I don't know if he's missing his little Yorkshire Terrier. I'm trying to think about, like, what a guy like Zach Gallen have? Like, is it one of those little furry things that kind of looks like you put a hamster in the dryer for too long? Pomeranian. There we go.
Pomeranian.
You know what I'm talking about? Where you put him?
I know what you're talking about.
You leave it in the dryer for too long, and then it's just poof. It's like me, actually, when I first get out of the shower before I add a whole bunch of product to this crap on my head. I know you are. I know you are. But put the product on your head anyway. Just make yourself feel better.
With what? I have nothing to work with. Continue.
You know, there's companies that can sell you stuff, Brad. Wigs, hats with gloves. The hair actually built in, those kinds of things.
I'll get the Brian Urlacher deal next time I'm in Chicago.
Yeah, why not, man? His billboards are everywhere. I see them every time I'm flying in and out of Midway. No, like this one because, again, he's not the same guy that he is when he's at home. And so I think you take advantage of that when he is on the road. And this is probably one of the safer ones that you can do. Like what this Cincinnati team is doing. Love, obviously, Ellie De La Cruz, other than the other day when all I needed out of him was one damn hit and he let me down. But he's been a guy I've been able to ride all season long. He should be able to touch home plate, get a couple of those early, get Zach Gallen up over the earned runs.
6.60 ERA on the road. Get gashed, Zach Gallen.
Number four.
All right, numero cuatro here on the Fade at five. Countdown. Let's get another pitcher prop here on the board. I'm going to live in the land down under on a guy that's been a bit of a surprise sensation for the Kansas City Royals this season. That is the former Padre, Seth Lugo. And I'm going to take the under on hits allowed. That number sitting at a Heidi 5.5, taking on the Milwaukee Brewers there at home. Minus 145. Juice a little bit heavier here at BetMGM. So if you want to reduce the juice and get seduced by the juice, you might have used this on like a two-leg parlay as one of the legs, but individually, I believe it is going to cash. The reason being is this. The Brewers really haven't earned their suds offensively here in the last couple of weeks. Middling number 17 in weighted runs created, but it gets far worse during that stretch. They are number 24 4 in team-wide batting average, hitting a stanky 214 over the last couple of weeks. You look at Lugo, he has been under 5.5 hits allowed in 3 of his last 4 starts, where he has gone at least 7 innings in 3 of those last 4 starts. He's got a sensational 1.60 ERA. Yeah, I know the expected ERA far higher at 4.16, so there will be a correction coming, but I don't think it's going to happen today. 6.20 K per 9, walks rate of 2.20, rather healthy there, 28.2 call plus swinging strike percentage. Again, I like the advanced analytics profile. Doesn't really pile up the strikeouts, but he pounds the strike zone and draws a tremendous amount of weak contact. So hit those balls into the ground, field them cleanly. Even if you don't, it's not going to hurt us with a botch or an error there by Kansas City Royals all defensively, those defensive players, I should say. So Seth Lugo, give me the under 5.5 hits against the Brew Crew, -145 at BetMGM. Lundy, fair to follow.
I'm always surprised when you live in the land down under, Brad, because as much as I know that you like to throw a little shrimp on the Barbie, I think that sometimes you get a little tempted. You're chasing some juice. You take, you get a little bit nervous. You get a few too many of those Fostas in your system, and all of a sudden you get a little crazy here with Lugo. I'm going to follow. But I am really nervous about this one because I think he's going to get right to the 5, and then we're going to be sweating down the stretch of his last thirds of innings that he clocks. So you better hope that the Milwaukee Brewers don't sneak a couple through the gap within the first couple of innings. Otherwise, you are going to be pitting out, brother.
Yar, shiver me timbers. I'm coming for you, Evan. Stay away, you bastard Captain Hook.
Number 3.
All right, numero tres here on the Fade at 5 podcast. Let's go with Mr. Burns and Pinkies out. Corbin Burns to record the W against the Washington Nationals. I was going on the road. Juice not all that exciting here at -125 available at DraftKings. Another option, it can maybe parlay together with Seth Lugo under those 5.5 hits, or maybe Zach Gallen on the over 2.5 earned runs to really ramp up that juice at DK. But if you want to bet on this individually, I say go for it, because I think he's going to, you know, work this game in the late frames. Michael Seven Strong, as a matter of fact, a guy that on the road this season, an impeccable 2-0 and 3 starts, the 2.84 ERA. You look at the overall ERA, 2.61. The expected ERA, now much higher at 2.93. So, it's jiving, the profile on the surface and underneath the hood. Pretty solid as well, 4.56 K to base on balls ratio this season. And you look at Washington, they're just kind of a mid of May, number 18 in weighted to runs created here last couple of weeks. They played at 62 over 13 games. So Burns, I believe, is going to go at least 6 strong. Hopefully he's going to get the run support as well. Baltimore has been in the top half of the big leagues the last couple of weeks in weighted runs created. Adley Rutschman, if G. Hendo, Gunnar Henderson, slap a couple of guys in, that may be all the support he needs to slam the door of the bullpen, come in, take care of the rest of the game, and he records the dub at a -125 juice at DraftKings. Lundy, with all that info coursing through your cerebral cortex, fade or follow.
Yeah, Washington's another one of those teams that is sort of on the fringe of what I was talking about, the teams that you can just love to fade. This particular matchup for Burns, this is a smart way to be able to play it. I like the fact that you can get some better numbers than you can if you're just playing them to wind up winning on their own. So, yeah, put all of this together, going up against Washington, et cetera, et cetera. Like I said, there's teams you can pick on. I believe the Marlins, the White Sox, the Rockies are a part of that list. And then every now and then, based on the matchup, you can pick on the Nationals as well. Yep. This is a really good play. I like this, I always like the Simpsons reference.
Oh, definitely. Mr. Burns, light a damn fire and get that win.
Number 2.
all. Before we get to number two, we're going to sign up for a free account right now at thegamingjuice.com. All of my prop plays live there. Lundy's as well. We got a whole host of writers. We're covering the smorgasbord of sports betting. We even had a piece written by Nate Jacobson on the Kentucky Derby over the weekend. He's going to feature some more additional pieces on the Belmont and the Preakness coming up in the world of the ponies. We're going to have some WNBA action as well. That league is starting up here in less than a couple of weeks. And, of course, we'll have more NBA playoffs up. NFL fantasy football ranks are live and constantly updated. All kinds of content. And it's all for free. Click, converse, and cash. Maybe, at least sometimes. At thegamingjuice.com.
Wait.
Number two.
And right on time, numero dos here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go to the NBA postseason.
I'm just going to start pressing buttons and seeing what happens. There's got to be something else in here that'll make noise.
Well, hopefully something will make noise. It's like womp, womp, because that's really how I am performing right now in the NBA postseason. If you follow me and all my various picks there on the Gaming Juice, and, you know, we're always transparent. We're always free and accessible as well. I'm 7-15. I'm down nearly 7 units. I've been bare bottom spanked in the stupid association. Thank you, Nuggets, for not helping me climb out of that deficit last night. So let's go with a bet here.
I told everybody to take Minnesota with the points. I told everybody. Nobody.
I didn't listen. I'm going to fade Luka Doncic. This is bound and doomed to fail. But I'm going to fade him in the under on assists. So yeah, might as well just sprinkle a little action. If he's going to get this, he's probably going to get rebounds, at least 10. And, you know, he's going to score, you know, maybe 30 or more. Triple-double is probably going to be the wise wager if you want to fade me instead of just the under on assists. But you can get that at plus money. It's minus 145 on that under. If you bet the over, again, it's plus odds, but minus 145 in the under there at BetMGM. You know, God's honest truth, I grabbed this yesterday on the under 9.5 Lundy at a plus 114 juice at DraftKings. So the line has crept up. I really don't understand why. You look at OKC. They have been the best defensive team in this NBA postseason. 0.935 points per possession allowed. Over the course of the entire year, they have given up the third lowest EFG defense of any team in the NBA. You look at the postseason, they only get up 19.5 assists per game. Of course, all that action was against the New Orleans Pelicans. And you look at Doncic. Yeah, he's been over 9.5 or 10.5 in three straight contests, and he split right down the middle, went over in one, went under in the other against OKC in the regular season. So with all that statistical evidence that you were debating and weighing, my gut feeling says, and I'm probably gonna barf because my gut has been, you know, just so roiling here of late, I'm taking the under on Luka Doncic, 10.5 assists, higher juicier, minus 145 at BetMGM. I would say fade or follow, but you already know what the answer is, Lundy, because I'm ice cold. What do you got for me?
Yeah, but I was also, as we talked about, I was ice cold in baseball, and things are starting to get a little bit warmer. We aren't on any kind of a heater by any stretch, but we are starting to get a little bit warmer. Here's the thing. The leg that's bugging Doncic right now, if this were the regular season, I don't think he'd be playing. I got to be honest with you. I think he'd take like a game off. I really do, because I don't think he's 100%. I believe that to be the same case with Jamal Murray and what we saw last night when he's throwing shit on the court. Look, Doncic isn't right now. It's the only reason why, Brad, I could see why some people might be wanting to play the over on his assists, because he doesn't have the same ability to try to maneuver and attack from an offensive standpoint. He may need to try to get other guys involved, and I'll play with that one coming up here in bonus time. So I can kind of see why, but he's not right now, man. He isn't, which sucks for Dallas, because you look at what they were able to do in the first round, but yeah, you were going against, you know, a Kawhi Leonard who was like a shell of himself. Yep. So I can't really buy into everything that I saw out of the Mavs either. So look, I like OKC in this game tonight. I think they take care of business at home. And I think Luka is going to be in a little bit of trouble. So as much as I don't like it when you start taking unders, the fact that this one jumped up to 10.5. So now all I need him to do is stay in single digits with apples. Love this one.
You know what that means? Luca, you're going to feel 100% by game time because I'm fading you. Fade me, people. This is about
number one.
All right, New Maruno here on the Fade of Five podcast on this hashtag Taco Tuesday, or for me, all the tequila needed it, and, you know, wagering on the NBA. I'm going to go to the other matchup. We got the Cavs and we have the C's, and I'm going to go with Darius Garland. I'm looking at the alt market here. Give me two or more steals. The prop, the base prop is just over or under a half a steal, just way the over. So let's, take that juice way down and just add another swipe. If you do so at DraftKings, it's 2-1 odds at +200. Yeah, roll the shoulders and get seduced by that juice. You look at Darius Garland. He's done this in back-to-back games against Boston, going 2-2 in those contests. The other one, he had only one. So he's been over in 2-3 matchups this season against Beantown. You look at Boston, a team that is giving up 4.6 steals per game in the postseason, the second lowest amount of any team in the NBA playoffs. In the regular season, they allowed the fewest steals per game at 6.2. So that's all being baked in here to the mathematical equation and the algo and why this number is at +200. But again, he's done this in two or three games. One of his calling cards is defense. And you know the Cavs, they're going to be highly competitive in this game. They're really going to have to ramp up that D and defend staunchly from start to finish. So a couple of mistakes, and he picks a pocket, and it picks a second pocket, and we cash in. Give me Darius Garland, my number one play of the day on the Fade 5 podcast. Two or more steals against Boston at +200 at DraftKings. Lundy, fair to follow.
Here's where I'll follow your recency, Brad, and I'll fade you. I mean, just based on what you're doing, I think you're stretching right now. I think
I am.
I can't quite reach the jar of pickles on the top shelf. I think you're stretching on this one to bring it in. So, look, I liked the one that you did with Luka, in part because it jumped up from the 9.5 to 10.5, and because of what I was talking about with him not being 100%. But this one, you're stretching too far for me, my man. No Stretch Armstrong for you. No Stretch Armstrong for me. I got to fade you at number one on today's pod.
With my arm in a sling, let's go ahead and get after it. A one-handed boat. It's time, Lundy. Action in the NBA, Major League Baseball, wherever else you want to stack your greenbacks. What do you got for me on this Tuesday?
Let me go with a couple of things here for you. First, let's stay in the association. I told you I was going to come back to the fact that I don't think that Luka is sitting there at 100%. Here's the thing. One of my favorite bets for tonight has been juiced way up, unfortunately, which really sucks. It's up to like -145, -150, depending upon what book you look at. And that is over 9.5 assists plus rebounds for Kyrie Irving. Folks, he did this in 5 out of the 6 games against the Clippers. And in the one that he didn't, he was at 9. So he literally missed it by the hook. Otherwise, he would have done this in every game in the first round against the Clippers. The problem is I don't like where the juice is at. So instead, give me the over 34.5 on his PRA. Basically, this is me saying, can the dude score 25 points or not? I say that he can. So instead of doing the assist plus rebounds, because it's juiced way too high for me, I'm going to go ahead and play him on his PRA, which is sitting right now at standard juice at a -110. That is over at BetMGM. It's also that way at ESPN Bet. DK's got it slightly lower, like -112, -113, something like that, within a couple of cents. But again, I like him when it comes to the rebounds plus assists, but I don't like the juice. So I had to find a different way to be able to play it. If you're thinking a same game parlay, get in there and find some ways that you can go ahead and utilize that 9.5. Because again, 5 out of the 6 games against the Clippers, he hit double figures in those two stat columns combined. Let me do a little crossover. Let's go Ghostbusters and cross the streams, Brad. I like both home teams in the NBA playoffs tonight. Obviously, Boston is a heavy, heavy, heavy favorite. I already told you that I think Oklahoma City is going to win, but that still leaves me on the minus odds. So I'm taking Boston on the money line. I'm taking OKC on the money line. And then what did I already give you right off the top? Add the Dodgers on the money line. Whoa. And that three-leg crossover is a plus 149 at DraftKings, ladies and gentlemen. Love that one. The Celtics are going to take care of business. This may be a sweep for them. I like OKC at home. And then, again, I told you I like the Dodgers to win by at least 3. In this parlay, all I need is for them to win, and we will be just fine. And that one will play at a plus 149. Early baseball action for you today. There's an afternoon contest between the Rangers and the Oakland Athletics. If you pay attention to the spreadsheet, I told you my auto play for this week is the over 1.5 HRR on Adolis Garcia of the Texas Rangers, because his stats against Oakland in his career are ridiculous. And guess what? Goose egg yesterday against them.
For that.
Which means giddy up this afternoon. folks, his HRR is actually at 2.5 for today, and I would still play it at plus 120 at DraftKings. I will absolutely play that one. If you don't like it, flip the script, minus 110 standard juice for him on the total bases. I also would recommend sprinkling in a home run at plus 275. The other guy that I love for today when it comes to the HRR, the red hot Bryce Harper. It is juiced to a minus 135. You can play his total bases instead, by the way, at ESPN Bet, even money. Plus 100. I know it's Jose Berrios, and he is, I think, 0-for-2 or something like that.
Yeah, lifetime. 0-for-2 lifetime. That's correct.
With a walk and a strikeout in there. Yep. But Harper is en fuego right now. And when it comes to his HRR, folks, he's got 24 RBI on the season. 16 of those are against right-handed pitchers, and 19 of the 24 are at home. Put all of that together, and I like the HRR. But you want to get sexy? You want to get crazy with the Cheese Whiz? If you're listening to this early enough, take Adolis Garcia down to 1.5 and take Bryce Harper at 1.5 on the HRR and over at ESPN Bet, which you can do that at. It is a plus 183. Woo! Holy shit, that is sexy. All right, let me take us to the ice. I've got two plays for you. I'll have some more up on the spreadsheet. You'll notice the spreadsheet shrinks a bit during the postseason, folks, and that is because these teams play tighter, you don't see as many points and things being done. You start to lean into things like goalie props. I will have stuff up on the spreadsheet, but it's not nearly at the volume that it is in the regular season, and that's also because, I mean, screw it, folks. There's only 2 games tonight as opposed to, 12 that we used to have on the schedule during the regular season. But let me give you a couple. A two-legger here for you. Give me the Rangers plus 1.5 on the puck line. I'm shocked right now that the Rangers are plus odds to win this thing outright. This Rangers team is good. The crowd at MSG is insane for these home games. I know Carolina has been the odds-on favorite for the Cup for the last, 2 months. But the Rangers are playing amazing right now, and they're at home. I love them on plus odds, to be honest, on the money line. I don't understand why they're getting plus odds, but I'll go ahead and play this one to maybe wind up in overtime. I will take them on the puck line, Rangers plus 1.5, and then I'm going to take an alt total between Colorado and Dallas, and I'm going to play the over at 5.5 between those two teams. The standard line is at 6. All I'm doing is bumping it down to avoid the push. That is plus 120 over at DraftKings. Here are your totals between Colorado and Dallas the 4 times they played this season. 11, 6, 9, 9 These teams score against each other, and I just believe we're going to see some scoring tonight. Wouldn't surprise me at all to see a final score that is something like a 4-2, or you know, maybe we get the extra frame, something like that. So I'm going to play them on the over on the 5.5 at the +120 to put that with the Rangers. And then staying in that game, Jake Ottinger, who is so good between the pipes for Dallas, give me the over on 27.5 saves for him at a -125. If you go back and look at what Colorado has been doing in terms of shots, the reason they were able to get by Connor Hellebuyck, who I still think deserves the Vezina Trophy for the best goaltender in the league this regular season, the reason they were able to get by Hellebuyck is because after that first game, and actually in the first game even, they were peppering him with shots. That's what Colorado is doing. Take a really good goaltender and they're just going to rapid fire at you. So if you look at Colorado in the first round against Winnipeg, they went over 32 shots on goal in every game against Winnipeg. They also managed to pepper Dallas with shots in those four times that I already mentioned that they played during the regular season. And so from Ottinger's standpoint, he may turn into a brick wall for Dallas tonight, but if he does, it's not going to stop Nathan MacKinnon and company from continuing to hit him as often as they can. I think this save total is way too low. I think he's going to be looking at 31 or more saves, to be honest with you. So at 27.5 at a -125, folks, this is a two-unit play for me tonight. Woo! I truly believe Colorado is going to attack him right out of the gate, and I think this number is way too low for what I think Colorado is going to do to Dallas. So -125, but this is a bonus one for me. I'm playing this at two units. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
All right, Team Huevos parlay play of the daytime. Let's go to SGP with the Cubs. We'll go with the Cubs on the money line. Laying numero uno, give me Shota Imanaga, Konichiwa, all at 8 or 3 or more strikeouts. Laying numero dos, and laying numero tres, Mike Tuchman, I need a hit. Largely batting in the two hole. All three of those legs hit. +165 at DraftKings. A little bit of background very quickly here against the San Diego Padres. The Cubs are 6-4 in their last 10 games at Wrigley Field. I know the Padres are white hot. Number 6 in weighted runs created last couple of weeks. Cubs number 50 in that category. But again, it's all about Shota. Imanaga has been a guy rarely touched at all this season. I don't think he will have an ERA correction under the prime time lights. And speaking of Imanaga, 3 or more strikeouts, he's done this in every single start this season. San Diego, a team that is only number 26 in strikeout percentage for the last couple of weeks, but this is why we're alt-lining it way down from the standard line. All in 8 or 3 punch outs. He may get this through a couple of innings. And leg numero tres, Mike Tuchman, need a hit. You're going to see a little bit of Vargas here Randy Vasquez for San Diego. He's given up a .714 batting average to left-handed hitters. That's who Tuchman is, and Tuchman has gotten a hit safely in 6 of his last 9 games. So to recap, Cubs money line, Shota Imanaga 3 or more Ks, Tuchman a hit, +165 at DraftKings. Elsewhere, bonus time, Rafael Devers, I say he goes yard. Give me him on the home run prop against Ronaldo Lopez and Atlanta Braves, +270 there at BetMGM. He's only got 4 home runs in 24 games this season, but a handsome ISO at .213, and he is 5-for-11 lifetime with a 1,108 OPS and a home run against Lopez, who could be in store for ERA correction, 1.50 on the surface, but 3.23 expected ERA. I say Devers hits one over the fence. Give me the Reds on the money line. If Zach Gallen's going to get beat up, I think they're going to get a lead, and they're going to hold on to it. Frankie Matas, who is going to be taking the ball for Cincinnati, 2.31 home ERA. I know the Reds have lost 8 of their last 10, but Arizona has dropped 7 of the last 10 on the overall, not just on the road, overall. So both these teams ice cold. I think the Reds are going to run hotter. Give them on the money line at +110 there at BetMGM. And then finally, I'm going to get some action in that A's-Rangers game as well. You like Adolis Garcia. I'm going to go the other clubhouse here. I like Abraham Toro to get a hit, and I'm going to parlay that with both teams to score at least two runs, Lundy. Why? Look at the pitchers on the mound. Ross Stripling for Oakland and Jose Urania, who Lundy doesn't remember fondly from his days in Colorado. He's usually a punching bag. He's taking the mound for Texas. This could be like an 8-7 game in the end, and Abraham Toro has been white hot at the dish. I have no really other evidence to back that up. All three of those legs plus 105 you put together there at BetMGM. All right. I'm out of breath. I'm out of time. I got television to do. Do us a favor. Drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, feed or follow us on the X. Always try to give it to you at Noisy Huevos, or yours truly at Nate Lundy for that handsome face right there. Until all next time, as always, feed or follow, that is up to you.